Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I'm your host, Henderson Mann, and with me this week is Corey.
I'm still Corey.
Yeah, no one's going to get that joke.
That's okay. It's my joke.
It's his joke, and he's going to keep it. So apparently I had to turn off my Xbox totally because I was downloading the Neverwinter beta, and apparently there's enough vibration in my portable hard drive that picks up on the mic, and it sounded awful. So I fixed that, and I don't think it always is that loud because I always have my Xbox on standby. So it must have just been a. It just must have been because it was recording something or downloading something.
Have you moved the console or anything recently,
no,
or the hard drive?
It's still in the same place. Still
in
the same place.
Strange.
It's just because I think it was just the vibration of it on the desk, and the mic was picking it up. Because it'll stay on. When the Xbox is off in standby mode, it'll stay on for a bit, but then it'll go off. But if it starts recording anything, it pops back up, and it usually pops back up as soon as I start my system. Because it's not built into the actual Xbox itself. It's plugged in elsewhere because it's a 3-terabyte drive. And apparently anything over a 2-terabyte drive, it's almost impossible to get its own power source. So, and that's Tech 101. But you know, we're gonna talk about a few games here, and I may have to apologize to Rich because we're recording this on a Wednesday, and I feel really bad because I asked him and Kush if they're gonna make it to the show, and Kush said, "Yeah, I should be able to make it," and Rich is like, "I'm not sure," and then Kush tells me that he can't make it, and since I hadn't heard any more from Rich, I just canceled the show without saying anything, and now I see that the outline has Rich's stuff filled out, so I think he showed up to record a show on Sunday, and I didn't, so I feel really bad now, but sorry, buddy. I'm sorry, but
I'm sure he'll forgive you.
Anyway, I got a few annoying tidbits to talk about today. Well, not really a few. I got one major tidbit, and it has to do with Telltale Games, and their Game of Thrones game. Now, everybody and their brother that I know, I'm pretty sure, bought that damn season pass. Just 90% of the people bought the season passes for everything when it was on sale around Christmas. And I was all excited. I was like, that's a good deal. I get the Game of Thrones and Tales of Borderlands. Well, last night I was so excited. I got home and started up Game of Thrones Episode 2. And I noticed right off the bat that it didn't seem like the previously on section matched up with the choices I had made. And I was like, that's odd. And so I played a little bit more, and it seemed like there was one choice in particular early on. They're like, oh, you didn't do this. And I was like, yes, I did. So I got to looking online, and apparently this is an issue with just the Xbox and One and 360 versions of this game, where none of your choices carried over from Section 1. None of them. So, and I even went back and tried to play part of that section again, like the last section where the big thing happens. And I was like, I wanted to make sure I fixed that one at least. The other ones I could deal with. But no, apparently it doesn't. For some reason, your saves are not carrying over from Episode 1 to Episode 2. And that really pisses me off when that's what these games are built around.
Yeah, that's exactly what those games are designed to do. I mean, is there any word on whether they're trying to do a patch or anything?
Well, apparently, also, when you finish that game, it pops up and it said, hey, did you want to know how you did with other people? Well, then go to the video, go to the store, or go to their website and look it up. And I was like, that's odd. Because I was like, normally those games pop up at the end and they give you the stats for how well you did compared to other people. And I thought, well, maybe it's because I played it so early they didn't have enough stats to go by. But apparently it's a bug only in the Xbox 360 and PS4, or Xbox 360 and Xbox One versions, that they're not showing that. So apparently it's probably all part of the same bug.
That would make sense.
And that really pisses me off. And apparently they've known about this bug for 2 months and haven't decided to fix it.
What? I would have been okay with it if they just found out about it like today when they released it or whatever.
Yeah, people were complaining about that bug last game. So I'm very frustrated right now. That with on top of the fact that when you bought the season pass for Borderlands, it didn't Tales of Borderlands, it didn't even download at all. It didn't update your profile as if you haven't bought that or some shit. I don't know how all that works, but
really,
that's what people were saying, is that when it downloaded the season pass for everything, but for some reason it wouldn't let you download the season pass for Borderlands, and they figured that they'd fix it before the next episode of Borderlands came out, which I'm sure they will. But this is annoying. I mean, I was looking forward to this game so much because Game of Thrones so far has been my favorite Telltale game that they've done, because that ending was amazing. And to figure out that none of my choices came over, it's just so frustrating to me. And I was like looking forward to playing that last night, taking time away from a game that I loved to play that. And yeah, so I'm a little miffed. Is that a word? Miffed? Miffed?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. But I just wanted to get that out of the way because I'm very pissed off about that at the moment. And it doesn't seem like there's been any contact from Telltale yet about this issue. But they have to know it's there because there are enough people on their community boards complaining about it. And I'm tired of Xbox One getting treated like a second-class citizen when it has issues, you know, for games like this. Because it seems like there was another game that was having issues on Xbox One. And like,
yeah, I would try to download the newest expansion for Trials Fusion because I have the season pass for that. And I don't remember what it's called, but it was down for a couple days to where you couldn't download it if you had the season pass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think that is one of them that I heard about. So, yeah. But it's kind of pissing me off. So, but hopefully they get it fixed soon because I'm not touching that game because I'm not, you know, that's the whole point of playing those games. So, I'm just annoyed that I'm going to have to wait for something that I had already bought. I had no idea what you were writing there. I was like, Final Fan? What?
I couldn't remember what the name was called. That's fine.
Okay. So let's bust into what we have been playing. And we've actually been playing this together with Big Steven. We've been playing some Dying Light. And, yeah, that game, I think it's fantastic.
I honestly thought I was done with zombie games. I was like, another generic-looking zombie whatever survival game. And I didn't think I'd like it at all, but really surprised me.
Yeah, it's shocking how... So, it's made by the Techland. They're the same people behind Dying Light. Dead Rise... Dead Fuck. Dead Fuck. That, they were behind that game. Dead Island. Dead Island 1 and Riptide. And
did they do Riptide? I thought they did just...
Maybe they didn't do... Maybe Techland didn't do Riptide. I don't know. Okay, they did Dead Island, for sure. But, and I liked that game okay. I don't ever finished it, but it felt like Borderlands with zombies. But I was like, okay, you know, whatever. And then this game comes around the corner, and Steven kept watching videos of it. He says, it looks awesome, it looks awesome. And I was like, yeah, I pre-ordered it. But I was kind of like... I don't think I'm going to care much for this game. And then they said, they're not going to be bringing any reviews out. And then instantly we think about everybody's favorite game, Destiny. And worried about it. But I have been playing this game every night for a couple hours a night. Just doing side quests and shit. It's amazing how much fun this game is. I have put 22 hours into this game so far. And I'm only 38% through the story, and I've still got a few side quests to do before I feel like I'm comfortable moving on. But, man, everything about this game feels good, except for maybe the first-person combat's a little flaky sometimes. But that parkour stuff is absolutely fun.
Yeah, they do a really good job of leveling the parkour up as well. Because right off the bat, you don't feel very agile. You feel very clunky. Everything you climb up takes forever. And then you slowly, every time you use it, you climb up something or just jump over something, you get experience. And it does a really good job of making you feel like you're actually learning how to move around.
Right, and that's one thing I appreciate about this game as well, is that it gives you three different skill trees to keep track of. So it's like, hey, you know, if you're doing power moves to attack enemies, that's going to level up more. If you do the climbing and stuff like that, that's going to level up more. And then you get the overall survival, which is, hey, if you do these missions, you get these points. And so it just really splits it up, and you're going to want to upgrade your survival because it has stuff like, well, hell, what kind of stuff is in your survival? They're all unique, and they all have their different issues. You know, power is going to be like, oh, the damage you do, and some of them have to do with, like, durability of your weapons. That may be under survival, I think. But it just really feels good, and when you talk about it, it sounds like, hey, that just sounds weird, but it just works for this game almost perfect. So, what else you got to say about it, Corey?
Well, I mean, it's because it is a parkour-based game, they do a really good job of making you feel like you're in the environment. Last night I was playing it. I don't know if you've done this mission already, but there's a mission where you have to go climb up top of this bridge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I've been trying to do that one at night.
Yeah, that's so it's got the day and night cycles. So I was doing it at night, which makes it instantly harder. But you have to climb to the top of this really tall bridge and get these little light bulbs.
Yeah, I fell and died, and it took me back to the town, and I was like, shit. And so I was like, I'll do that one later.
Yeah, it's unnerving how I'm not really afraid of heights, but it definitely gave me a little bit of vertigo because I was like, I definitely don't want to fall off this thing.
That's just one of the things I was telling people. It's like, this game does give me vertigo. I haven't felt vertigo like this in a video game in a long time. Like, there's a safe house that you got to get early on, well, you can get early on, where you've got to climb up this tower, and it's like almost all the way up near the top. You get up there and it's like, oh God. And it's like, you got to climb outside this thing and you got to jump. And every time you jump and you miss something, your heart just kind of falls out of your chest. And you feel like you're going to fall to your death. And then it's like, you get up there and it's like, oh, there's a little white flag at the edge of this platform. And I need to walk out on that thing to grab that flag. You don't have to, but it's a fucking collectible. And I went out there and did it, and it was just so scary. I don't know. And yeah. Apparently they've made a mod for this for the Oculus Rift. It's kind of bad at the moment, but I couldn't imagine playing this in the Oculus Rift. Ugh.
Yeah. That first jump in the tutorial, where that kid's teaching you how to do everything. Yeah. When you jump into those trash cans or trash lids or whatever they were.
Yeah, trash bags.
Trash bags. That's what I was looking for. Yeah, my stomach dropped. It's been a long time since I've had that happen in a game.
Yeah. But after a while, you do pick it up where you're like, okay, I got what's going on here. You know, I know. Then you get the grappling hook and things really change. And
that B roll, when you land, you hit the B button and you do a roll.
Yes.
You can fall so far. I was experimenting with that last night. You can fall like 30 meters and be okay.
Yeah, I'm glad you told me that I had hit the B button because I kept falling off things and like, why am I taking so much damage? Derp. But yeah, it's a really good game, and I highly recommend it. Considering you know, it didn't get a lot of press beforehand, except for they didn't give us the game, so we can't review it.
But, is it getting good reviews? I mean, I haven't even looked.
I haven't looked. One of the manager at our local GameStop, he said that it was getting okay reviews, but it seems some of them were low. And I said, I wonder if some of that's because they were butthurt that they didn't get the game. Because apparently they did something different with this game where they gave it to a bunch of YouTube streamers and stuff beforehand on the PC. And a lot of them were streaming out video and stuff. And I guess the gaming journalists thought that this was something that they shouldn't be doing because you're giving it to unprofessional people that are being paid off. But, you know... that shit gets on my nerves because you know what? People listen to who they want to listen to. If there's a podcaster or something that you like possibly me or Corey, you know, and you like our ideas of games, then if we play a game, we tell you it's good, like Dying Light, I'm not getting paid to that. Even if they've sponsored the show, which they don't, I'm still going to tell you if the game's good or not. I'm not going to take a sponsor for something I don't think is good. And some people may not be that ethical, but I don't know. I just think the game's fun, so I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah, I don't understand, like companies that get paid for reviews and then they get all hurt. And it's like, are you getting paid either way? You just deal with it.
Yeah. It just seemed like there's a lot of butthurt about this, and then they get on Twitter and it's talk after this whole stuff with joystick folding and everything, and it seemed like, it's like they're giving it, they're losing their jobs because of unprofessional people. Well, the thing is when you, this whole Gamergate stuff caused a lot of people to diss the reviewers, and I'm sorry. I mean, that's when you are shitting on your the people that are paying your bills, then guess what? Shit's going to happen. And I feel like that's a lot of it, too, is they were shitting on us for so long that people were like, well, fuck it. I'm just going to go listen to some people that care about games, at least pretend like they care about games. So,
yeah,
I don't know. But Dying Light, fantastic. I would definitely recommend picking it up.
Yeah, it seems like it's going to be really long.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, ridiculously long.
Like I said, I'm at 38% story mode, and I've been putting 22 hours into it, so... and there's two different areas of the map, which I hadn't even got to this. I haven't unlocked the second area yet. I can at any time, but I keep finishing up side quests. And some of the side quests are pretty crap. Like, there's ones like, oh, go collect these herbs and stuff like that. They're just blah, whatever. But a lot of times you'll get the blueprints and stuff that let you unlock, like, different abilities. Like, there's one ability I got now that gives me night vision. Awesome. Have you gotten that one yet, Corey?
No, I have not.
Yes, it's just like, it's like basically seeing in black and white during but daytime.
Oh, that's cool.
It doesn't last very long, but when you get in those sections where there's tons of those assholes at night, you can really see where you're going and stuff. So, and it's like, you only takes like four of the toxic lichens or something, one of those herbs, and you get like five potions for every four of those you collect, so you can carry quite a few of them. So it's real helpful at night when you're trying to do shit. So
you might have to do that one.
You might have to look into that. So it's the mission where you got to find the witch. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I just talked to her. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just got to do that mission.
Yeah. So
I will say the side quests are sometimes more interesting than the main quest.
If mama ain't happy, yeah, ain't nobody happy.
Yeah. There's another dude I just met. He's like a commander of this fort.
Oh, Jeff, Commander Jeff.
Yeah. He's a good character.
Or what about the two assholes that keep calling you an ape and a simian? And
see, I accidentally hit the B button when I was talking to them, so I have no idea what they were talking about.
They sit there in front of you and just insult the shit out of you, and you're like, you motherfuckers are like, man, look, he doesn't even know what we're talking about. He's a dumb ape. You're just like, you assholes. there's a ton. I did a whole bunch of missions last night where it was just like, I finally figured out how the map system works, because that's something else they don't really explain to you, that there are missions that appear on your map that until you go there, they don't appear on your map except for little white dots. They're not quests yet till you go and start them. And to get these quests, sometimes you just walk past people and they're talking about stuff, and you'll just pick up, hey, I need to go check out this tunnel where Rice's men are at, and stuff like that. So you're like, oh, well, fuck me. So yeah, I gotta go do some of those missions. But yeah, there are some memorable characters. Ghazi and Commander Jeff are definitely funny ass characters.
Yeah.
So. But I think 20 minutes talking about Dying Light, 15 minutes probably talking about Dying Light is probably enough, unless you got anything else to say about Dying Light.
I think I've covered it.
Did you try the, if you tried the zombie mode?
No, not yet.
I tried to do it last night, but it wouldn't, every time I tried to join a game, it would say that it was unavailable, so I'm not sure if that works. I tried the tutorial, and it basically feels a lot like Left 4 Dead.
So, oh, okay.
And you're playing as the, like, the smoker, and just, like, you're playing everything at once. Because, like, you've got that ability where you can stretch out your limbs and attack people from a distance, like a fucking Venom from Spider-Man. It's kind of fucking awesome.
Nice.
So, but yeah, it's, I definitely want to try it more. So, Corey, what have you been playing?
Other than that, I mean, I haven't been playing a whole lot. I got a demo code for Codename Steam, so I gave that a shot. Have you heard anything about that game?
I vaguely remembered seeing something about it, but I have no idea what it is.
So it's a, I would say, I guess, tactics RPG, kind of in the vein of like a, you know, Final Fantasy Tactics or like a Fire Emblem.
What system is this on?
This is 3DS.
Okay, gotcha.
So it's really cartoony, almost comic book style cartoony, cel shaded, you know, art style. But it's really goofy. It takes place in like, well, whenever Abraham Lincoln lived, whatever.
Whatever that guy came from, you know.
Well, yeah, the leader of the group, the STEAM project, I think, I don't remember what they call it, but it stands for like Squad Against Alien Invasion. I don't know exactly what the STEAM breaks down to, but.
STEAM breaks down to water and heat.
Aha. Yeah, so Abraham Lincoln is fronting this mission to fight these aliens, and you play as, like, other fictional characters. Well,
fictional characters.
Abraham Lincoln, I suppose, is not fictional, but...
but him being... but him being that character is probably fictional.
Yeah, because I think it's kind of inspired by that Abraham Lincoln
vampire hunter
a little bit, yeah. But you play as, like, the Cowardly Lion from...
Oh, this is
Wizard
a full
of Oz.
Retail game that's coming out, isn't it?
Yeah, it's $40. You play as, like, I think Pocahontas or some
Pocahontas
bunch of different
fictional.
Pocahontas
is also real, so I'm just saying.
I don't think it's from a bunch of fictional books. Like,
kind of like they did with the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, maybe?
Yeah, yeah. Tom Sawyer was what I was thinking. It's the bunch of people from... all different literature.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty cool. Interesting. As I just stumbled through my thoughts there. But the gameplay itself is a third-person shooter almost. It is grid-based, so you are moving in a grid. You move your character like you would a Gears of War, but you have a bar at the bottom that lets you move so many blocks.
Oh, so it sounds like kind of like Valkyria Chronicles.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. It's
That sounds awesome, actually.
Yeah, the game itself, I really liked. I didn't think I would because I'm not generally into that style of game.
Mm-hmm.
And my biggest issue was that it is a third-person shooter on a 3DS, so you don't have that dual joystick yet. But it's slow enough pace that you can actually use the touchscreen effectively
because
it actually adds a touchscreen joystick if you don't have the new 3DS.
Awesome. Or but will it work with the 3DS, the new 3DS as well?
Yeah, it will, or if you have the Circle Brad Pro thing.
The Circle Brad Pro?
Yes.
Oh, well, then apparently this will probably be the first game I buy for my 3DS.
Yeah. I don't know if they're doing like a public demo or not. I would imagine they would be since they did a private one. But yeah, I would recommend checking it out. There was only like 3 or 4 levels in the demo, so
I'm sure that demo will be coming out public. So that's excellent. That sounds really fun.
Yep, I'm looking forward to the full game. So, other than that, I've been playing. I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this right. Final Fantasy
Theatrhythm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Curtain Call Edition, which is I guess.
So I have this as well, and I love Theatrhythm, the first one. And this is like this. It's the same game, but they added all the DLC and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having trouble playing this game, and it just seems like I don't know what the deal is. I don't know if I'm just not holding my stylus correctly. But the first game, I didn't think it had such a steep learning curve as this one does. And I don't know if it's something they did with the game itself. Are you having any trouble playing it?
No, I've been playing it, like, the first night I played it, I played, like, an hour and a half, and I couldn't stop playing it.
It just doesn't feel the same to me for some reason. I don't know if I'm just not hitting it. It just seems like my actions are all delayed and shit. It's like, I'll hit where I think's a perfect spot, and it's like, nope. I was like, what the fuck? So it may be just one of those things that it has a steeper learning curve than I remember, and I just need to practice more. But I bought it day one, and I haven't played more than like a couple of hours, and I'm just like, I just don't feel like I don't feel it anymore. I just can't get the timing down, and I didn't have that issue before, so it's real weird.
I will say the main thing that this game has made me want to do is go back and play all the Final Fantasies.
No, you don't.
I know I don't, but the music's so good in those games.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you explained what the game is at all ever? I mean,
I think I briefly talked about it. So basically, it's kind of like, what's that? Those games, oh, fuck it. You can explain it. Those fucking sound games, Rhythm Heaven and shit, I guess, kind of.
Yeah, there's elements of that, but it takes the soundtrack. Yeah, more Rock Band than Rhythm Heaven. takes a soundtrack of all the Final Fantasy games, and I guess there's like 200 plus songs in this, because it's got, you know, Final Fantasy 1 through whatever we're at now. Mm-hmm. Plus it's got the Type O game that's coming out, and I don't think it's got anything from 15, but...
Probably not, but they, I bet that's DLC, because they are releasing DLC to it, because I've seen that the other day they released Chrono Cross DLC and shit for it, so...
Yeah.
Or Chrono Trigger.
And it's got three different types of combat, I guess you would say, or not even combat. It's got your actual battle mode, so you'll go in and you'll actually fight monsters that'll mm-hmm. pop up on the screen, and when you kill the monster, it may drop an item or something that helps you out. Then it's got your just adventuring mode,
mm-hmm.
Where it kind of, I guess, simulates you wandering around the plains of some area in a Final Fantasy.
Right, and then it's got like a video mode.
Yeah, which I haven't found any of those in the new one. I hit plenty of them in the original game, but I don't know if they're locked behind a wall or something that you have to do, but I can't find them.
I don't know. I haven't, like I said, I haven't played it much. I was thinking I had, but I don't know now. But
well, yeah, but they've also.
I forgot I had bought this game, so maybe I need to go back and try that again. But
and there's supposedly some sort of versus mode, which I want to try that out, but I don't know anybody else who owns this game.
Hey,
so.
I own this game, but I suck at music games, and you will stomp my ass. So I do not want to play this with you.
On top of that, you know, it seems like it'd be a game that requires precision timing, because it is rhythm based. So I don't know if that'd work online very well.
Well, maybe it's precision. Who knows how the precision base works, though? It could be that it takes into account from my screen, and then it takes into account with your screen, and then at the end it divvies up the score or whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
who knows? I'd be interested in trying it nonetheless.
It'll never work.
Yeah. Well, that's all I've been playing, though, as far as I could remember. Major. I mean, played some Halo still.
All right, cool. I picked up Citizens of Earth on the 3DS. It's also out on Vita and PS4, PS3, I don't know. So I picked it up on 3DS because, I don't know, I just didn't feel like carrying my Vita around with me because it's fucking bulky. And it's a great system, but carrying that thing around is just kind of a pain in the ass because it doesn't have a closed shell on it, and it's so huge, so it doesn't fit in my pockets very well. But the 3DS is nice and compact and fits in my pocket, and it folds up. So I thought, hey, I'll get this on here. And so I was telling everybody about this game because it apparently reminds everybody of Earthbound, and that's exactly what I feel like when I play it. The only difference really is that instead of your main character that you play as, you play as the vice president, who's I don't even know what the story is so far because I really haven't gotten that far into it. I put a couple hours into it, but you go around the town and you solve people's problems and stuff, and you unlock other people to join your party. And you can unlock up to 40 people, and you can have a party of 3 people. And you walk around, and the combat is very Earth. Everything about this game is Earthbound. You could call this game Earthbound 4, and people would probably believe you if they didn't know better.
Is the art style pretty similar?
Yeah,
I haven't actually seen much from it.
The art style is similar, even into the battles where the backgrounds are like wavy colors and shit like that. You know, I don't know if you're fighting aliens or anything yet. I'm pretty sure that's probably what it boils down to, because so far I've only been fighting coffee beans and protesters. So
sounds Earthbound-esque.
Yeah, so you know it's definitely something that it's really cool, and I think you guys should pick it up because I know you guys are big Earthbound fans. You and Steven. Picked it up, but it just really has that unique art style, and it's really fun.
Does it seem like it's more modern than Earthbound is? Because Earthbound runs into a lot of those tropes that like old Final Fantasies run into.
All the enemies are on the screen, so you see everything. I guess that's kind of like Earthbound too. But it feels better than Earth. It feels like it pays homage to Earthbound and not really. It's trying to exactly be Earthbound because it does have the same kind of combat where you're when you do damage or whatever, it's like low damage and stuff like that. It's really hard to explain, but it's a good game and I think you guys would like it. And it's pretty cheap too. It's like $13.
Yeah, I'll definitely pick that one up sometime.
Yeah. So, and I don't know how long it is, but you know, I've played it for a couple of hours and I've only unlocked like four people. And it's like, you go around and you meet people and it's like, hey, I want to recruit you. And they're like, well, I need to go find all the donuts. And so you're like, if you find all the donuts and bring it back, you can get that guy in your team. Like, I found a mascot and I was like, hey, join me. And it's a school mascot. You don't know what it is. It looks like a blue box of fries or something. And it's like, hey, and he says, well, I need to spread team spirit first before I can join you. And so you're like, okay. And so then you'll be in a battle and all of a sudden the fucking mascot will show up on the other side of the team and it'll cast a healing spell or something and then it'll take off. And I'm like, what the fuck? And so you have to hit and do damage to it. And every time you hit and do damage to it, it'll run off. But the damage stays on it. So eventually after you kill it, you unlock that character. When you go when you go back and talk to him. He's like, you earned school spirit. Yay. So yeah, it's unique. It's definitely its own game.
This definitely sounds like something dumb that I would really like.
I played the Battlefield Hardline beta about an hour ago and I didn't get to play the alpha originally. So this is my first time playing it and I kind of like this. So it's basically cops and robbers. And I don't know how many maps there are. We were only playing one map, so I'm not sure if there's other maps in the beta or not. So far, it's like you're robbing a bank. And I played like two rounds as a cop and one round as a crook. And so it feels like Battlefield, and it feels like the same kind of modes and stuff where it's like, oh, but instead you're trying to break into it as the prisoners and you're trying to grab like a flag or a bag is what it is. And if you try to get the bag to the helicopter and then defend the helicopters as you wait for it to take the bag away. So, you know, it's got modes like that. And then it has normal conquest modes. But then it also has this mode called Hotwire, which is basically it's kind of like conquest mode where you're trying to capture the points. However, the points are cars. And you get in the cars and drive around and you try to keep them as long as you can without getting them blown up. And the longer you keep them, the more points you get. And the quicker, you know, just like conquest, it ticks down the points or whatever. And so you want to keep these cars alive.
So are you like ramming into other cars?
You're
then?
Fighting other cars. Because they're like cops get cars too. You know, you can get there's like other cars around that you can just drive, but these are like 5 points of interest cars basically, and you just got to try to blow them up. And if you blow them up, then they lose it, and that means the car respawns, so you have a better chance to get it. Or if they get out of the car for any reason, you can kill them and take it and stuff like that. So it's really kind of fun. And some of the vehicles are really funny because it's not like, oh, these are high speed cars. One of them's like a giant fucking oil tanker.
And, nice.
And so it's kind of hard to take down. That son of a bitch ran over me like 3 times, so fuck you, buddy. I'll hunt you down, you son of a bitch. but I thought it was pretty fun, and it does feel different than your Battlefield because of the way it's set up, but at the same time, it feels familiar. So I really need to play it more because you still got the... You get the same kind of classes, too. It's like the operator is what they call the medic class now because you get like an assault rifle and a medic bag. It's got like the mechanic and stuff like that. And what I played of it, I really, really did like, and I'll probably be picking this up now because it wasn't really on my radar. So, and I think the maps are all smaller instead of like Battlefield 4's huge maps and huge teams. I think this one tops out like 16 versus 16, maybe. I can't remember. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. So it's smaller maps, smaller game. They put you in like a city block and it's like, you get to do all kinds of stuff and you go down to the subways. It's like open. It's really open. So
it's on my Xbox. I just need to play it.
Yeah, it was definitely better than I expected. And it's made by Visceral, who they made Dead Space games, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So all right. Last thing I'm going to talk about is I picked up episode 1 of Life is Strange. And this is the game by Don't Nod, the same team that did Remember Me, which looked beautiful and had a really cool concept of where you rewinded time and stuff and kind of fixed problems or whatever. But the only problem with the game is it had this really stupid combat system that just didn't work. And it just wasn't fun. But everything else about the game was great. And so they've worked on this game called Life is Strange, and it's an episodic game where you play a teenage girl who lived in Seattle. She moves back to her home where she was originally from to go back to the academy there. So you're playing a high school student lives in a dormitory. And something happens and she realizes that she can rewind time. And so basically you'll get in situations where, and here's what's really cool about the game. You can rewind time any point. So, you know, and you can't rewind infinitely, but you can rewind it quite a bit, usually to like back to a section or until like the last smart decision you made or whatever, it'll rewind back to that point. So it's like, even when you talk to people and you get a choice of like, hey, do this or do that, and you're like, you don't like how the outcome came about, you can just back up time and do it again and say, I want to make this choice instead, and then pick the choice that you can live with the best. And it's a really cool concept. It has a lot of, I love the art style in this game, and I like the protagonist, and I'm really interested in what the story's going to. Because the way it starts out and the way it ends, it's like, oh fuck, this is really cool, and it's kind of supernatural, but also with like a splash of Twin Peaks in it, and stuff like that. It's really a fantastic first outing. In fact, immediately after I finished it, I went out and bought the season pass for it. So, and apparently there's next section supposed to come out in March, and apparently they're supposed to come out every 6 weeks, which kind of sucks because I want these much sooner, but I think this is a game that you guys should definitely look out for. The first episode was $5 and the season pass was like 20.
So it's doing the Telltale thing?
Yeah, it's doing the Telltale thing. So
is it like gameplay, is it pretty similar to like a Telltale game? Where
it really is, except in a way you kind of walk around and you get to talk to people and ask them questions and stuff like that in a Telltale game. Except to me, it's not. It's like I said, you can redo your decisions after you make them and stuff like that by rewinding time. But it also has some of those aspects of like old puzzle games and stuff, where it's like kind of like, did you play that Ghost, the game on the 3DS or the DS or whatever, the Ghost Trick?
Yeah,
you gotta have some kind of, sometimes you got to set up a Rube Goldberg style of things to get something accomplished. So it kind of feels a little like you got to put things in a certain order to make them happen, so that it causes this to happen. So it's really cool. It's really they did a really good job in this game. Like I said, I love the art style. I love the music in the game, and it's very fucking hipster too. Your character's kind of a hipster because she walks around with one of those old Instamatic cameras. And she's like, everybody's like, I got my digital camera and you got that old thing there. And it's just kind of, she's like, such a hipster.
Is it like a Minolta or is it like a old school Kodak?
Damn Kodak. God damn it, Corey.
I was just making sure I was understanding the right thing. I'm sorry.
Like an old Kodak camera. So yeah, but I definitely recommend this too. And there's a demo on Xbox One. I think it goes through like the first section of the game, kind of give you a taste for it. And it's $20, or $20. It's 20
That's
minutes
an expensive
or so. It's like a 20-minute demo.
How long is the episode?
It took me about. You could probably finish it in 2 hours, but if you wanted to go around and look at everything like you do in most games, because there's a lot of stuff to like just kind of laying around the scene where it's like, oh, I'm gonna go talk to this person because I'm in class with them and stuff like that. It could, and if you wanted to do all the decisions, it could take about 4 hours to get through the first episode, 3 to 4 hours. So they're about the equal length of a Telltale game. So
yeah, I've been tempted to buy this one a couple times, but I haven't had a chance to play it.
Yeah,
ever since Dying Light came out. So
yeah, I would definitely give the demo a try because I think you'll really like it. So anywho's. Yeah, I have no idea. I done bitched about things.
Yeah. Have you watched any new shows?
Nope, just been continuing to watch The Flash and, and Arrow and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I've picked up a couple new shows that started this year.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Amanda got me onto the show Gallivant.
I refuse to watch it.
You're not a musical person?
It's not that. It's got that fucking asshole in it. I can't stand him. I refuse to watch anything he's part of.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Fucking dumbass. I can't think of his name. I can't. The guy from the fucking Office. The British Office dude. I can't think of his fucking name.
I have no idea who you're talking about. So. I don't know. It's. I guess if you can get past the guy from the British Office.
I will not. I refuse.
I, I'm not talking to you directly, Rob. It is a parody of a lot of stuff. King
Ricky
Arthur
Gervais,
type.
Ricky Gervais, that's who it is. Can't fucking say
he was in one episode.
I don't give a shit. He was in it, not watching it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he played a two-minute part in one episode.
Well, that's 2 minutes too long for me. 2 minutes ruined the entire series, so.
Okay, well, if you can get past Ricky Gervais, which I like Ricky Gervais.
You didn't even know who the hell Ricky Gervais was. Fuck you, Corey.
I didn't know who you were talking about. I forgot that he was in it for the 2 minutes. That's how long he was in there for. Long enough for me to forget.
2 minutes too long. Anyway, go ahead, Corey. Talk
about
this shit show.
Yeah, let me talk about this show. It is a spoof of, like, standard medieval kings and knights and whatnot. Gallivant is the main character. He is supposedly this super awesome knight in shining armor who is good at saving everybody and doing this thing, but his girlfriend, maybe fiance, I'm not sure, gets taken by the evil king and basically is forced to marry the evil king, and he's going to save her. It is a musical, though, so you have to like the musical, and it's super vulgar. I was surprised at how many sexual innuendos they have in this. Which makes it more entertaining.
Of course.
Yeah, why not? It's pretty good. I've always been a fan of musicals, and, you know, I like Knights in Shining Armor, so. Yeah, I know where you're going with that. I would recommend it. They're 30-minute episodes, and they're all goofy. There was a pirate episode where the pirates weren't on water because they've been shipwrecked for several years, and they've just been living on the land as pirates. It's pretty good.
I wish Ricky Gervais would get trapped on an island somewhere. Then
you're
I
so
never have to look at him.
Steve was the same way, but he turned his two when he watched that one show.
Yeah, fuck Derek.
You're so mean. Okay, well, I'm gonna get off this so you stop bashing.
Oh,
Ricky Gervais.
Why don't you talk about speaking of shit? Why don't you talk about that iGarb game?
Oh, I completely forgot about
that. Yeah, because it's shit. That's why you completely forgot about it.
Have you even played it?
I did play it, and it was fucking shit.
Did you play it with somebody?
I deleted it. Doesn't matter.
You played it by yourself.
I played that by myself, and there's no way that I'd find that entertaining, even with other people.
Oh.
If I wanted to play fucking Atari soccer, I would fucking play Atari soccer.
Yeah. Should we talk about that then?
Well, if you want to talk about that shit, that's cool.
I highly recommend it. It's a free game this month. iDarb is
and
what it,
a reason
I think
why
it's
free.
I think it's. Oh, man.
iDarb is more like, I don't give a fuck.
You're so negative all of a sudden. It's a old school 8-bit style game, but it's got a modern twist. If you play it on Twitch, or I guess even sometimes they can just have a hashtag attached to it. People watching can make the game change. So the standard game is just.
Does anything
you,
make the game fun? Because does it change it to make it fun?
I'm not even acknowledging you anymore. it adds. The standard game is just like you go grab the ball, you throw the ball into the goal. But then if you have.
What?
If you have people watching you, they can make the physics of the ball change. They can make it so if you throw it at somebody, they'll freeze, add water so everybody floats really, really high, and everything goes towards top of the screen. A lot of just neat, different, and there's a bunch of them. I don't even know how many, but it makes the game completely different from what me and Sean originally thought the game was, which was just a simple soccer-like Atari game. So I'll get off that real quick because Rob's obviously bored by it.
What? I'm sorry, I fell asleep there. Oh God, did I remember to make sure the record? Okay, we're good. We're good. Okay. I don't know. I tried it. I just don't. I mean, maybe it is fun. I don't know. Maybe I'll have to play it when they actually release the mode where everybody can play together instead of one-on-one. Maybe then. But by then, Corey and Sean will be so good at it that I won't be able to enjoy it.
So. We've only played it that one night.
So. Anyway.
Okay. Back to TV shows then.
Yeah, sure. What else have you watched?
I watched one of the shows that started this season. I think it's called Backstrom? Backstorm?
I've seen some previews for that. Ricky Gervais is not in that show, though.
No, he is not. But another guy from Office is. Rainn Wilson, the main guy in it.
Yeah, right. I knew there was a guy on there.
He played... Oh, I can't even think of the character's name from The Office. Dwight. He played the... Dwight, yeah.
Can't remember Dwight's name. Fucking Corey Porter, you got Alzheimer's.
Yeah, pretty much. He plays a cop that's been kind of booted to the side for a while because he's not exactly the most appropriate guy. He says a lot of stuff that's on his mind, but he's, I guess, a pretty good cop, maybe? I don't know.
He's got a foul mouth, but he's got a heart of gold.
Well, that's kind of what it's setting up to be. He's just this really quirky guy who just speaks his mind, and he says, you know, he calls it as it is, I guess. But it's a standard cop drama in that sense where you've got a bad guy who's doing bad things, and they have to figure out who it is, but it's kind of goofy. So I like it. It's only 2 or 3 episodes into it.
Well, I can't imagine him being in anything kind of serious, so...
It does have serious moments, so I would recommend checking it out.
Yeah, nah, I'm not into the cop drama thing. But at least it doesn't have Ricky Gervais, so I gotta give this one a go ahead and watch if you're interested, so...
You should just call this episode We Hate Ricky Gervais.
I don't get to name the episodes. Kush handles the naming of episodes. So...
That's all. That's all I've watched.
I can't even remember if I've watched anything new or... It seems like there's something I watch, and as soon as I get off of here, I'll remember. So, yeah. So they closed down Nintendo Club, or Club Nintendo's closing down soon-ish.
Yeah, I was more going to talk about the fact that you can't get on it at all now.
Yeah, well... Sometimes I had trouble getting on the Club Nintendo any time of the day anyway, so...
For Club Nintendo, they announced that they're shutting down, and they're like, on February 1st, I think is what they said, but it didn't actually show up till February 2nd, we're going to add a bunch of digital titles that you get for super cheap. So they did that. They added, probably a good 30 to 40 games for both the Wii U and the 3DS. And I went on there as soon as they opened it up, and it was just shut down. I tried to log in. Error, we can't connect to this webpage. And it was like that for probably 2 days.
It's still like that.
I got on there earlier, and I was able to read the codes and stuff.
I just tried to do it right now, and it couldn't get on there.
Well, when it was on there, it did say it was having experience problems. So, but they've got a couple games that I plan on picking up because Kid Icarus is hard to find and it's only like 700 coins, so I'm going to pick that one up. Probably going to pick up that Harmony Knight because I didn't actually want to pay for that one, but I wanted to try it.
Harmony Knight?
Harmony Knight. It's a... Oh, I would compare it to... What's that game that came out?
Dead Rising.
It's a side-scrolling platformer. Where it's rhythm-based, so you're jumping on enemies and whatnot.
Rayman?
No. It's like rhythm-based specifically. I cannot remember the name of it. It's got...
Oh, Runner?
Yeah. What is that game called, though? Yeah, that one. It looks like that, but it's made by the people who did Pokemon.
That makes no sense.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I just got a message from Rich. Nope, we had a Super Bowl pre-party. I felt a little guilty about it, but I guess it worked out. Well, fuck you, Rich. You should have been here so I could have done a show. Yeah, I was here waiting on you, Rich. Where were you? I don't know. We're here. Yep, that's how these things work, Rich. Sorry, Rich. I'm just kidding. Okay, anyway.
Yep.
Yep.
I love you, Rich. Don't feel bad. I didn't watch Super Bowl because I was at work, but I heard it was...
Super Bowl sucks. Sir, sports suck.
I heard it was like one of the better Super Bowls to watch.
You know what?
I don't know what that means.
They might as well put Ricky Gervais in it because I don't give a shit. It could be Ricky... The Super Bowl could be Ricky Gervais playing iGarb and fucking Katy Perry and the Sharks could be there at the halftime show, and I wouldn't give two shits. Two shits I wouldn't give.
You're so negative today.
Well, I got bad news before the show started, Corey Porter.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, but, you know.
Damn.
It affects me a little bit more than it affects you.
I kind of put you in a good mood by being shitty, so whatever. anyway, but I don't know. Who wanted to talk about Ms. Marvel? Was that either of us?
No, I think that was from last time.
Okay. Well, apparently, I know that in the TV show of Jessica Jones that's coming out to Netflix, that David Tennant, Doctor Who, is going to be the main villain in that show. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of Marvel-related stuff, have you watched that new Marvel, what's it called? The one with the girl from Captain America?
Oh, Agent Carter? I've watched like the first three episodes of that. I still haven't watched the last episode they had on, well, the last two. I started watching it, but I got real tired. I don't think that show's that bad.
I've been meaning to sit down and watch it, just keep forgetting it exists.
It's kind of cool because some of the characters in it are from the Captain America movie, like Tony Stark's dad, and you actually find out the origin of the name of Jarvis. So, but yeah, it's not too bad. It's really weird because that show's kind of hit and miss about when it comes on TV, apparently. So, that's having ratings issues, apparently. So, but yep. I thought I had something to say, and then you started talking about Agent Carter, and I got confused.
Sorry.
It's okay. It happens. So, anyway, I guess that's probably it.
Yeah, I'm pretty tapped.
Yeah. Hey, we actually got almost an hour-long show out of this shit, so.
Yeah, there's been nothing. I mean, there's Dying Light, and is that it? I mean, has there been anything since the new year?
No, not really. Well, I mean, the indie stuff, like Game of Thrones and...
Saints Row was the other week.
Saints Row. Oh, yeah. Saints Row. I played the hell out of that and then forgot about it.
So, I thought you talked about that last time.
Yeah, maybe I did. So, yep. So I guess that's going to be it for the show. Get your plugs in, Coy. Oh, Coy may be starting another podcast. Maybe.
Hey, don't be hinting at stuff that's not official yet.
I like Sean's name. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, what was his name even?
This might be right.
This might be right, yeah.
Or this could be right.
I think I actually really like that name. I know it was a joke, but...
Well, you better you better put your money down on that website because you know all of our listeners are going to run out and get it. I'm sure it's probably taken.
Yeah. It's already gone just because you said it out loud. Yep, I am working on a podcast or working on starting a podcast with a buddy of mine. It's going to be an educational podcast, so look forward to that. Other than that, follow me on Twitter, Facebook, everywhere, Wolfna.
Apparently it is not taken yet.
Hey, I'm going to have to jump on that.
So, anyway, maybe I should just cut this last bit of the show out. That's a lot of work. Maybe I should.
That's your
nothing.
Call. Good job. You ruined it.
Ruined it. But we don't know what the show's about. Well, we do, but you're not going to know about it. So, anyway, plug what you want to plug.
I already did. Were you not listening?
No, I was too busy looking up thismightberight.com. So.
Hey, for Christmas, my mom got me a sound machine. She's like, now that you're on the radio and everything, you can have a sound machine. And I was like, Mom, it's not the radio. It's a podcast, but okay.
What's a sound machine?
Oh, well, let me give you an example. Here is a...
Isn't that the wacky boings and...
I don't know, can you hear that? It's
don't
not really
be
loud.
Kissing me, dude. I know you like to watch musicals and...
I like the Knights in Shining Armor.
Knights in Shining Armor and Ricky Gervais.
These symbols don't make any sense. I don't even know what... This is an F sign, or an F with a minus sign. What's that? Oh. Is that coming through at all?
Yes, it's very loud.
Okay, well, that's enough of that.
You can play that every time I make a bad joke that nobody laughs at.
Yeah.
Fail horn. what else? Come on, hit something else there.
Okay, let's see if I can get one for Sean.
Oh, don't. That's enough. That's enough of that.
See, I can't hear it at all.
Dude, oh, yeah, it's pretty loud. Mic. I can't hear the vibrating desk either, but apparently it fucking ruined the first recording of the show. So, anyway, I think that's going to be it. I am Henderson Man. You can find me on everything. Go to pixelatedradio.com to get the show. You probably will get there. Pixelatedsausage.com, the Double XP podcast. And, yeah. I think that's going to be it. Deuces.
Have a good one, guys.